smack dab in the middle of an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. If you would like to weigh in, you can weigh in on the summer of Terry McLaurin. You can talk about the practice yesterday between the Pats and the Commanders. You could talk about the Nats not giving up 15 runs in a game as soon as I said you should just go bet Nats overs for the rest of the season. Then they go score three runs instead of 15 or 20. That happened. That's the thing. You can talk about any of those things or anything else that comes to mind. If you want to ask us questions or pose hypotheticals, you can do all those things.
All right, so one thing, so call us 800-636-1067. Love to banter your calls. So obviously not having Terry yesterday for the joint practice, it was almost like it was painfully obvious to everyone out there that that Washington, we just don't have like stretch the field depth, right? Mm-hmm. Especially when you don't have Noah Brown there, who are kind of doing maintenance stuff, resting. No Terry, you know, Debo's more specializes underneath stuff.
I mean, you're relying on like a comeback story from Michael Gallup. I mean, that's another guy in the wideout room.
So here's a question for you. And obviously, Trey Amos looks like the home run. Josh Connerly, who they selected in the first round, he's got some work, but you know they like what they see. Should they, now in hindsight, knowing what they're going through, should they have not drafted Josh Connerly and gone with what the fans wanted, which is a wide receiver? Imagine if they had drafted receiver instead of Connerly with that first pick. Now, you're not going to get a top three or four receiver.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of any. I'd have to pull up the list. Any
after him, you start to go
in that
like
range.
Jaden Higgins, Luther Burden. These are the guys that went after him. I can't remember. Did we trade down on Connerly? Did we stick where we were?
I think they stuck there.
Trey Harris.
No, they were at 29 and stuck with that pick. Yeah.
So, I mean, there were three or four other receivers that were selected in the second round. Should they have drafted an heir apparent to Terry, knowing Terry's contract situation was going to be a sticking point, knowing they could still plug in Wiley, right? Maybe squeeze another year out of Wiley. You know, your line's getting upgraded anyway because you got Tunsil.
Right.
And you're going to move Goldman down. Everyone's going to slide down.
It's hard.
Maybe they should have drafted a receiver, and they wouldn't be in this pickle.
Remember, a lot of the mock drafts had them drafting a receiver.
Yeah, and the fans wanted a receiver. I can remember one guy who's over in Italy throwing his phone away that wanted a receiver.
Yep. So, I mean, a lot of the media thought that they were going to take a receiver there based on the age of Debo, one-year deal.
Did they botch it?
I don't know if they botched it. I think.
I mean, it kind of depends on how it plays out.
Wouldn't we be in a different spot?
I mean, they used a top 100
pick. Maybe, but it still would be a rookie receiver.
Right. Yeah. But they used a top 100 pick on McCaffrey last year. I feel like they want to see how he develops.
Yeah, but
I can't really blame them for not taking a wideout late in the first round.
They clearly felt like they needed that protection for Jaden. That was more of a priority.
But right now, I'm eating ramen noodles. Mm-hmm. What is the number one sort of problem right now is lack of receiver depth.
I know, but I don't know if that's their mantra. I think they have their board and they draft who's the highest on their board, regardless of position.
I think there might be a lot of truth to that, Matt. I'm just throwing out there, knowing the situation that we're in, should they have been a little bit more, hey, you know what?
Needy.
This Terry thing's going to be weird. And if it gets really awkward, we got to have somebody in there that can stretch the field and give us a little more flexibility.
I think if that guy had been there, then Peters would have selected him.
Yeah, maybe they just didn't like the guys that were there.
They
that
saw
high
Connerly
on the board,
there,
29.
And, like, his value is just too good. We have to pick him.
I thought Connerly was picked a little early.
We did months and months of draft prep. Josh Connerly's name was
never
not mentioned
up
one time on the show.
But we're not GMs.
I understand.
We're goofballs.
I know, but we're critiquing their selection right now.
Right.
We did not talk offensive line or tackle for that draft pick at any point leading up to the draft. We talked wide receiver many times. We talked edge many, many times. They passed on that.
Safety.
We talked DBs. We talked edge. We talked definitely
maybe
talked
they
receivers.
Should have taken receiver. Are you with me?
Of course. Of course that could have been in play and probably should have been in play. I believe, did Bickle pick Luther Burden as his selection on the mock draft?
I can't remember.
He may have.
I have no memory.
I mean, Luther Burden's getting kicked out of practice.
I don't know
that I did.
I remember you talking about him at some point.
Right.
At some point you were talking about him. But I know it wasn't offensive line or tackle at any point.
If Jaden Higgins, who went number 34, becomes a superstar and Connerly doesn't do much or flames out, then yeah, there'll
be some
second.
You look back and say they botched it.
Yeah, if Luther Burden catches 90 balls in year two and becomes a big part of that Chicago offense, then yeah, you might be second guessing.
Well, and I'm not saying that Connerly's going to be bad or anything. Connerly might be a 15-year pro. Mm-hmm. It'll be great. I'm just saying, for what this team needs right now, I mean, it's painfully obvious. The most glaring hole right now is we don't have a stretch of field guy. We don't have a home run guy on offense, other than Debo, who's just like a tank.
But they probably just felt like, okay,
we'll just get it resolved.
If we have McLaurin and Brown's healthy, and that we just acquired Debo, they probably felt really good about their first unit at receivers. Mm-hmm. They did draft Jalen Lane. Now they didn't draft him to be a starter. Drafted him being more of a special teams player, but maybe they expect more from McCaffrey this year. You know, they clearly felt like
I would guess they would. Didn't he have 18 catches as a rookie? Like they definitely expect more out of him.
Maybe they didn't foresee the Terry situation getting this hairy.
Well, I know I didn't. I don't think anybody in this room thinks that. Yeah, we thought it would get done into mid August.
We thought it would get done in the summer.
Not even that. It's you just thought that he would play out the contract. When no one even talked about extending Terry, right?
I don't know. I think it's kind of standard for these guys. I think it's kind of standard for the top guys at their positions. And he had such a big year.
Like, if there's no guaranteed money left on their deal, they're going to start agitating for a new deal.
Yeah. I think once he's
playing out.
I was going to say, once he started putting up the numbers, they said, yeah, we got to make sure we ink him for another two.
This also could be in play. Maybe Adam Peters is waiting for cut down days. And I know cut down days are different now. Maybe he's waiting for a vet to come free, and he'll sign wide receiver X onto the roster.
Yeah, but what's the likelihood that he's going to be like a stud, stretch the field guy that's going to really
probably
help?
Not great.
Yeah, but I think this might actually help Terry's position, and maybe especially if it's a real gross thing on Friday. Now it'll be backups and everything, but
yeah,
maybe middle of next week they get something done. Maybe this could be the
fantastic
impetus, because you actually see him now against other guys and you go, you know what? Listen, we don't want to overpay him, but we're going to have to give him a little bump here because we need him.
Right. They know they need him.
We need him
to succeed on offense.
And Jaden's going to go, hey, seriously, I can't just throw it. I can't throw everything a 5-yard pass to Zach Ertz.
Right.
Right.
We need some more explosiveness.
You got to get me some help here. You've taken away my top guy. Please.
I mean, I like the Michael Gallup comeback story. I hope he makes the roster.
I haven't heard one thing about him.
It's hard for me to expect a lot out of him. He hasn't done anything really in the last three seasons.
Yeah.
To expect him to get back to his form when he was, you know, doing work in Dallas, it's just kind of, you're trying to thread the needle.
I don't think he's going to make the team. I haven't heard one thing about him.
He might not.
I haven't heard one thing about him. Forget about his top four.
I mean, I assume they're going to keep six receivers and... I'm not sure. I mean, it's going to be a battle between Gallup and Jacoby Jones and Ja'Cory Brooks. And
Brooks has shown out
KJ
more than
Osborne.
KJ Osborne has shown out more.
KJ Osborne, I think they have him on depth chart as the number one punt returner.
Yeah, but they say he has, it's Lane taking all the one reps.
Yeah, that's good.
Terry definitely has a lot more leverage today than he did yesterday.
I think so.
I'm sensing a little bit of doubt from you.
About what? What's the doubt you're sensing?
The Terry-o-meter.
Where did the Terry-o-meter disappear?
No, I actually think that my Terry, it's even more likely he'll be there for week one because they need him.
Yeah, we need the Terry-o-meter back. I thought Valdez ripped this into a million pieces.
you see all the garbage stains on it? We had to fish it out of the trash. Let's see.
So that's where Cakes is right
I'm
now.
I'm at 85%. He's right now, back for week one.
Now, after the practice yesterday where we had no downfield.
I think we have to move it up a tick. I'm going
to
move it to, let's go. Terry-o-meter now officially at it's over 100%. Oh, we got a faulty Terry-o-meter.
Yeah. What do you think? 90?
90%.
Right? Because it helps
we're at
Terry.
90% on the Terry-o-meter.
It helps Terry.
I mean, if you look at what they did in the practice yesterday, it goes over 100%.
I just feel like they knew they needed it even before the practice.
Yeah, but now you really see it and you're going against other guys.
I mean, when they start playing regular season games, they know that they need Terry McLaurin.
Why do you care that they drafted Connerly now?
Me?
Yeah. If you have no concern that Terry's going to be there week one, what do you care?
I'll be honest with you, I'm killing a segment, to be honest with you. I'm completely honest
Summer
with you.
Of Terry.
I'm killing a segment. Now, okay. If they have Terry in week one, which I I think they're going to have him in week one. 90%. Then it's not a problem.
It's official.
Then they did the right thing.
But what if Connerly is starting in week four?
I think he's going to.
Yeah. Then maybe they did the right thing.
Yeah, but they might have been able to squeeze out the same caliber reps with a Wiley. I don't think.
Yeah, but you saw.
I don't think Connerly's going to come in and just be a beast. I think Connerly's going to be up and down. Probably like Colby. Right, give him 9 sacks.
He's
going to
start week one. By the way,
well, if he does, then
I think Connerly in there against.
Look,
the Giants.
If he's starting in week one or very soon after that, it was a good pick.
Great pick.
Sure, it's a fine pick.
Starting tackle,
especially when you have a young quarterback who you don't want hit.
Right.
But I'm just saying it would have been nice, and it certainly would have been sexier to have another potential heir apparent to Terry that, he's sure. Holding out? Okay, well, we got
sexier.
This start.
A wideout's always sexier than a big, fat offensive lineman.
Well, especially when your number one is holding out.
Yeah, I just don't think.
It would have given the team more leverage.
In April, they probably just didn't see
it. It would have given the team more leverage.
Yeah, Peters did not see this extending into August back in March and April as they were preparing for the draft.
Probably not.
He did not see this snafu with Terry McLaurin and his representation.
I don't know. You know what? People can chime in on it throughout the show. Again, it's open line Thursday. Did they botch it? Drafted Connerly. Not that Connerly's bad. Connerly'd be fine. I agree with whoever Drab or what Jason said, probably be starting by week four and off and running. But should we have drafted a stretch of field guy, a guy that could a home run threat?
I mean, eventually they're going to need those guys.
They're going to need one.
Let's just say Debo's gone. Let's just say McLaurin plays out the deal this
you know
year
what? And they gotta
without
draft
an
one
extension.
Next year.
Yeah,
they got to draft one next year.
But they just felt like they didn't like that pick at 29. They loved Connerly at 29.
If you want to weigh in on that, or the fact that the Terry-o-meter for him playing Week One is now ticked up 5% to 90%, you can do that at 800-636-1067. And don't forget, Chris Doering will join us to talk college football coming up at 8:45.